99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Let me ask you real quick. Baby carrots, what do you know?
I have them. I've eaten them. They go deliciously with ranch.
Okay, so let me ask a more specific, pointed question. Where do baby carrots come from?
From big carrots.
Are they grown as baby carrots and harvested as small carrots in a bundle, or are they whittled down from big carrots, I guess is my point.
Oh. See, now I guess in my mind I always thought they were whittled down, but are they grown and just pulled early that way?
See, here's the thing. I guess you're correct.
Am I really?
I think they're whittled down. They were created from some farmer in California, uses all the carrot, but he whittles them all down to smaller, like more snackable sizes from larger carrots. They're not grown that way. They're not a genetically modified carrot. It's just what I discovered on the internet when I had to start researching this myself after having made an error when my youngest daughter asked me where baby carrots come from. And I'm like, well, when a mommy carrot and a daddy carrot love each other, they...
Stop it.
No. But I said, because I was thinking I had seen in my brain an image of a farmer pulling a bushel of carrots out that were like small, like little tiny carrots.
Not yet fully grown.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, baby carrots are just grown as baby carrots. They're not like large carrots that are whittled down. My older two daughters looked at me like I was literally insane, going, Dad, no, they're made from bigger carrots. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
I'm like, no, they're harvested. And they're like, okay, yeah, whatever. And so then I started researching, and man, have I been living in a world where I was just thinking that baby carrots were grown as little versions of big carrots?
So wait, you said you did research, but you're still not completely sure which one it is?
No, I see the research, but I can't believe that I, as a college-educated person, lived a majority of my life thinking that baby carrots were just grown as small carrots.
Would make sense. You just pull them early if you want them small.
That's what I was thinking.
I get your thinking.
I was thinking that they were just small carrots, and I thought I had an image in my brain to corroborate that sort of thinking, but my daughters were like, and then they later made fun of me.
Being like intelligence shamed by your daughters is not good.
So,
over carrots.
So, you know, I'm glad to see that. I don't know if I'm glad to see.
Well, no, I guess I was on the team. They come from bigger carrots. Naturally, I just assumed they whittled the big carrots down because you got to let the carrots grow full size, right?
Well, you're right.
For it to be a carrot.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're exactly right.
That was my natural thinking without putting too much thought into it.
Yeah, I never really thought too much of baby carrots either until the question was posed. And then I was like, okay. Oh, well.
Did you literally Google where do baby carrots come from?
Do you want to hear my latest Google searches?
Okay. Let's dive in. Why not?
All right. So my last three Google searches, where do baby carrots come from? How do people make baby carrots? And what are feathered animals called? Sorry, that's random. That's random. That's from a crossword puzzle.
But you know what? You're on a quest for knowledge.
I know.
That's always a great thing.
Right, right. So, I mean, literally, I didn't think we'd be talking about baby carrots in the morning, but here we are.
We end up talking about a lot of things at this time of day that I never expect us to. That's kind of par for the course.
All right. So, welcome to my mind-blowing realization that baby carrots are actually just big carrots that are whittled down. So,
did it change the world for you? Do you feel smarter?
No, I just feel like I've been smart shamed by my daughters.
No, you have.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. So I think I should start.
All right.
It's a woman for man. I think she sees some potential here.
Oh, good.
It's called I Don't Date Hipsters, But I Might For You.
Oh.
I spotted you sitting outside some stupid cafe in the Highlands holding an oversized coffee mug.
Wow. Aggressive.
It does sound a little aggressive right out the gate.
Yeah.
You had a scraggly, unkempt beard with a screw-the-world attitude.
All right.
Normally, I find your type completely repulsive.
Wow.
That is, until we made the eye contact.
Ah.
Hello.
Okay.
And then all I could think of was, what if?
What if?
Like, what if I could take away that bike with the Darth Vader handlebars?
What does that even look like?
It okay. looks like a child's bike okay. is what it looks like. What if you got rid of that scarf you wore in 85 degree heat?
Okay.
It doesn't seem to make sense, does right. it? Or what if you got rid of that Big Bird tattoo on your forearm? Or the ironic t-shirt and ear gauges.
Okay, so completely change yourself.
There are a lot of changes she yeah. wants to make yeah. from the get-go.
Right.
A little bit. If you did any of those things, you might actually look kind of cute.
Okay.
She's not going to go as far as to say you're going to be handsome, hot, anything kind of cute.
Kind of cute is where she's going. Where
yeah, that's what he could attain.
Okay.
You see, I'm not looking to date a whiny man boy from the suburbs dressed as a lumberjack. Okay. I'm looking to date a real man.
Real man.
And honestly, you have potential.
Ah, there's hope.
So reply back when you're ready to drop the horrible hipster charade. I believe in you.
Wow. Okay, so.
And I believe in us.
Her method is completely tear this person down, have exactly. them change, and then maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
You might be kind of, sort of, maybe cute if you ditch the Darth Vader handlebars and the hipster beard and the ear gauges, man scarf, and the Big Bird tattoo. Just a few things.
That's all you got to do. All right. Yeah. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right. This one's, I'm sorry I was emotional.
Oh, this sounds
touching.
Kind of sweet.
Yeah. Man for woman. I met you out last weekend. You commented on my silk shirt, and I told you I had a closet full of them at home.
Hey, Miami Vice. Yeah. This is great. I love it already.
And then I invited you over for a nightcap of reasonably priced appetizers and margaritas.
Sounds great. It's like frozen apps from the grocery store or something? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Fast forward to my living room and things were getting hot.
Oh.
Curious hands and giggles were happening. Then you did the unimaginable.
What happened?
And poured the rest of your margarita out into my plastic fish tank where my sea monkeys live.
Wait a second. Wait. A couple things. Why is she pouring out the margarita and why he has sea monkeys?
I don't know.
What's happening?
I panicked, but tried to remain calm as the strawberry oozed into their magical tiny little village. So strawberry margaritas. Great. All right. We performed the act.
Oh, my.
But I was so distracted, I couldn't focus and started to cry. Blaming it on our beautiful love sesh, but it was really the sadness overcoming me that I would have to get new sea friends.
Oh, my God. She murdered the sea monkey?
And he can't overcome that.
Oh, my God.
I really couldn't tell you that night, but I thought you should know the truth.
Oh, yeah, that's the real reason he was crying.
If you see this and want to see me again, tell me the secret I told you for reheating perfect coconut shrimp. All right, this is just weird.
Real talk, though, I want to know the secret to reheating the coconut shrimp. It sounds delicious. But no, he needs to walk away from the sea monkey murderer. Why does he want to see her again?
I've never owned sea monkeys. I don't know what the care and upkeep on sea monkeys is.
Do they come with instructions? I don't know.
So
I don't know.
All right, so it's hipsters, and it's sea monkeys, and it's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Can we get to a naked story?
Yeah, nakedness.
Okay.
Yes.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without walking into a home that's not yours, interrupting dinner.
Oopsie.
Naked.
Oh, my God.
You're doing okay. Let's introduce you to 26-year-old Derek.
Oh, Derek.
Derek walked into a Mississippi home as the people inside were just sitting down for a nice home-cooked dinner.
Holy cow.
Derek didn't sit down at the table. There wasn't a place set for him.
Oh, okay. Well,
they weren't expecting Derek.
Do you think that was his first indication he's in the wrong place?
Maybe he walks in, he's like, hey, wait a minute, there's no place setting for me?
What gives? Where's my plate?
Right. So he ended up running away from the house when maybe it was a combination of him realizing, oops, this isn't my house, and B, the homeowner saying, hey, this isn't your house, and you're naked.
Kindly leave?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Officers said they found his clothes.
Oh, great.
And then later used security cameras around the house to help track him down. So Derek was then arrested.
Gotcha. All right.
So
I'm guessing there were some sort of substances that helped him forget to wear his clothes.
Yeah, we're probably not going to say, that he just decided of sound mind to say, you know what, I'm a little bit hot. You know, Mississippi can get hot in the summertime.
Oh, yeah, no, it can.
Yeah, so, but you know what? It's also buggy. So you take your clothes off in Mississippi outside, man, you are going to get eaten up.
Yeah, that's risky.
Oh, man.
He probably didn't apply any sort of bug spray.
Probably not. So, again, we give you these stories because no matter what you do today, you can at least look back on this moment. Even if you get a ticket, even if you have something bad happen to you, you can look back and go, well, at least I didn't walk naked into someone's house while they were sitting down to eat dinner.
You can say confidently, I'm not naked Derek
walking into
someone's house.
That's right. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, do you think I give it the official opening for this?
I feel like, yeah, maybe.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try.
Craigslist misconnections?
I don't, kind of half-hearted.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, because they didn't really strike out in real life. That's the only thing. A listener reached out to us. Her name's Tori. Via text message at 502-571-9970. She says, can I just say this?
I'm sure she sounds exactly like that.
Can I just say this? I'm flirting with the car driving next to me.
Oh my.
Which, by the way, how do you do that? Are you just making eyes?
You look over, you give a little wink and a smile or something, I don't know.
And then at the next light, you kind of make a wink and a smile, and then
Sure. You
just kind of continue on that? Anyway,
I guess.
Anyways, continuing on. But the bad thing is, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl driving.
What? I don't know. Wait a second.
Well, that's a twist I didn't see coming.
Wait a second. They're not really sure who they're flirting with? Is it just the car? She just likes the car first?
Maybe.
All right.
It continues. Tori's text message to us. Ooh. He just got off at the Fort Knox exit. Must be a sexy military man.
Okay, so we're deciding it's a military man.
At least Tori's thinking it is.
All right.
Hashtag
but we're not sure again.
Missed connections. All right, so what we're going to need is maybe about, I guess this text came into the station about 40 minutes ago. So
Okay. If
you happen to be a military personnel who works at Fort Knox and were flirting with a car, I'm assuming it was probably on Dixie Highway South.
Like, probably. It's a Fort Knox exit.
Yeah.
We're assuming off of maybe the Watterson.
Maybe. I don't know.
It could also be off the Gene Snyder, though. We're not really sure. Tori didn't really give us specifics about which Fort Knox exit.
Yeah, I guess.
So, right. Not sure.
So, yeah, I guess just reach out and first confirm whether you're a guy or a girl. And then...
we also don't know the make and model of Tori's car.
Yeah, you know what? Come to think of it, there isn't a whole lot to go on.
There's not
this.
A lot to go on. That's why I'm not confident.
We're definitely striking out on this one.
But you know what? I love that Tori feels like she had a moment.
She had a moment.
So that's
I had
fun.
A moment with sexy military man. Again, when you're car flirting, like, do you gesture?
Would you like blow a kiss?
What's the gesture
when you're flirting in a car?
Or like,
don't touch your moobs. Stop doing that.
I don't know. Do you do one of those?
I don't know. What is the standard like car flirting etiquette?
Yeah.
I need to know. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to steer her in the wrong direction. But clearly, we want her to have a little bit more success than just letting them drive off out of her life.
Right, out of her life forever. So, yeah. Again, we will keep you posted if we hear anything from sexy military man who got off at the Fort Knox exit. Man or woman, I guess we should say.
Okay. And we need to come up with a new protocol, I guess, for car flirting so that we can get some specific steps for people to do. So it's like a universal knowledge that they know they're being flirted with, maybe?
Kat tweeted us and said, I had someone once that kept a whiteboard in their car. And when they were next to me, they whipped it out and started writing stuff to me to flirt through the car.
Oh, my gosh.
So keep a little dry erase board there in your car.
Let's see. If you're driving, that's not conducive to writing on a whiteboard. I don't know if we officially endorse that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta come up with like some hand gestures, facial expressions, something like, I don't know.
Justin says flash your ... lights.
Oh, no, see.
Is that like adjusting your, touching your chest type of area?
Just again, really awkward. Not sure.
We got a text message from a listener. I can't even see Ben, but you definitely don't do whatever he was doing.
Yes, don't do that. Yes, I can see that. And don't do that. Let's okay. Not.
All right, well, Greg texts in and says, flip hair, lick teeth. Lick teeth?
Oh, my God.
You're going to give the lick teeth move? Wow.
That's, I want to see Greg do that.
That's a bit aggressive, really, isn't it, Greg? All right. I guess we're going to say that's Craigslist misconnections, except yeah. It's listener misconnections.
Well,
here
we tried
on 99.7 DJX. I'm going to be honest. We're going to keep him anonymous. And the reason he is worried about his parents coming together after 20 some years for his wedding.
It's understandable.
It is understandable.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, well, first off, thank you for allowing us to contact you on this. It's kind of a wild story here. So go ahead and walk us through what you wrote us.
Well, my parents really, they never really got along all that well. And when I was a baby, they had like a really bad divorce. It was real, it was not a good divorce. Mm-hmm. They were arguing over everything. Well, when I was about three, my dad actually kidnapped me.
Yeah. What?
For about 3 months.
He kidnapped you?
Yeah. Just took me one day. You know, my mom thought I was with the sitter, and he came over and said that he needed to take me someplace, and the sitter thought it was okay. And so, yeah, so he just basically disappeared with me. And my mom couldn't, you know, nobody could find us for like about 3 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you aware?
Yeah. I heard about it later, obviously, because, you know, I was three. I didn't know what was going on. I mean, you know, I don't have any memory of anything.
Sure, sure.
You know, my dad, you know, he was going through he had some problems back then. He worked everything out. Since then, you know, he's been a wonderful father. He and my mom still don't get along.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been real, really loving, and he's been so supportive of me. But, you know, my mom obviously is not going to let it go ever.
Oh,
and
right.
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm 30, and I'm about to get married.
Okay.
You know, my mom still hates my dad to this day, and I don't blame her for that.
Sure.
I don't blame her for that at all.
Right.
But now, you know, she expects, since she hates him, she wants me to hate him.
Oh.
And I, you know, I don't want to be put in that position.
Right.
She still talks about this kidnapping. This happened like over 25 years ago. She still talks about it all the time, always brings it up, even with like friends of mine.
I can kind of understand why, but you don't have any memory of it. It's kind of in the past. Everybody's fine now. You're kind of like, all right, let's move on.
Yeah, and I want to tell her that, you know, I understand how she feels, but I just want her to stop, you know, taking it out on me and forcing me to want to hate him too.
Right.
When I don't hate him. So now I'm going to get married, and obviously I want both of them to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and they really don't communicate at all anymore. So now I'm really nervous because obviously this is going to be a big day for me, but now I got to deal with having both of them there. I'm really nervous about how that's going to go.
Does that affect you at all, knowing that he kidnapped you?
I know. I mean, I know that's rough, but, you know, it happened a long time ago. I don't remember any of it. the only dad I know is the one that I have now, who's he's a great dad. He's always been great for me. He's taken full responsibility for all that. And he admitted that at that time he was going, not just the marriage, but he was going through a lot of problems. He is an alcoholic.
Yeah.
He's been clean for about 25 years now.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're worried about the drama at the wedding.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, we've got a bunch of people that are texting in. This is, thank you for allowing us to talk to you about this. And hopefully,
sure,
some people can steer you in a direction to how to communicate your wedding and your desires for your wedding to your parents who have so much animosity built up between them that it could be
weird, they don't ruin it.
Weird and strange. Yeah. Yes. As Kelly says, yeah. So they don't ruin it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all I want. I just want to enjoy the day, and I want them to be there. I just don't want to have to deal with all that.
Okay. Thank you again for allowing us to talk to you.
Sure. Thank you for letting me.
Some text messages rolling in. Yeah. Lisa's like, hey, kids don't get to pick their parents. Mom picked the dad. If she hates him, that's fine. But when dealing with their son, she has to put it aside. And I think a lot of people are just like, you know, your parents are grownups. They've got to be grown-ups about the whole situation and realize they're coming together for their son.
Yeah, Brandy says he needs to put his foot down with his mom and make ground rules for the wedding and tell both of them if they can't be quiet on his personal day, then they don't need to come. And he needs to tell his mom that if she keeps acting the way that she does, keeps taking it out on him, then the tables are going to turn. She needs to seek some therapy and get over it.
Texts and feedback at 502-571-997. Free therapy is right out of a movie. We got a call from a gentleman who has parents who are going to see each other for the first time in over 20-some years at his own wedding. The reason they haven't spoken, his dad so long ago literally kidnapped him when he was like 3 years old for a period of about 3 months.
Yeah, and as the mom, I get that that's a hard one to let go of.
Right.
When it comes to the animosity and the anger.
Yeah, so he's just kind of like, hey, how do I prepare for these two to be thrust back together for the first time at my wedding? Bunch of text messages coming in at 502-571-9970. First, Graham, go ahead.
You know, and he said they've had very little, you know, interaction. I just wonder if he's, you know, I don't know if he's articulate enough to write a letter or how long it is before the wedding, but, you know, trying to make some kind of peace with her might be the key component that's missing, so.
Oh, yeah. Like, maybe suggesting to the dad that he write a letter or make peace with the mom about what happened so long ago before the wedding.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
that might help.
A key.
We got a text from Kathy. I have a similar situation. My son's getting married next year. He doesn't know if his dad is going to show up.
Mm.
So sad. I pray he does. We were married for 25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, geez. That's the thing, is the parents have to realize it's not, that day is not about them.
Right.
It's about the son.
Yeah.
And they need to, again, be grown-ups. Show up and support their son out of their love. They have the same kind of love for their son. They need to realize that in common, put their stuff aside.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I got to be honest, like my parents had a bad divorce and I had the same type of worry when I was getting married, bringing them together and just the awkwardness of kind of seeing both of them together in the same space for the first time in, you know, however many years it was, you know,
and
over
trying
10.
Trying to keep them separate? Did you have to like try to keep them separate?
I did. I separated them, like, especially on the, you know, rehearsal dinner. I separated them, you know, on the table, on the opposite ends of the table. You know, I kept them separate, you know, in the church and stuff like that. And, you know, I honestly, like, it was kind of awkward just because you almost had to feel at your own wedding like you were keeping them
more comfortable
than really enjoying your own moment. So hopefully he can communicate that to his parents and they can move forward. So,
Dang. Yeah,
if you want to continue commenting, you can. It's up on the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, it's time for the last word game with 30 seconds on the clock. It's a simple game. Kelly and I will volley back and forth, naming things in one category. The goal is to have the last word, hence the title of the game, before the buzzer goes off. How you feeling, Kelly?
I think I'm ready. I feel like the categories are a little weird today.
The great thing about this is that you can play along wherever you are. And do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me grab 30 seconds here. 30 seconds on the clock. Kelly, are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Name for me. Instead of swearing, name things that you can yell. Go.
Sugar biscuits.
Son of a nutcracker.
Fudge nuggets.
Cheese and rice.
Oh, son of a bucket.
Granny farts.
Banana shenanigans.
Chocolate fudge.
Butternut squash.
Butternut squash. Candy canes.
Shut the front door. Thank you, Amber.
I think that's me. I think that's me. I don't think
oh,
we
you
can,
think that's it?
I don't, right. I don't think we can count yours. You were saying it as the buzzer went off.
Oh,
all right.
Dang it.
All right.
This delay gets me every time.
It gets you every time.
Okay.
All right. You ready? Yeah.
If you were to receive a nude massage from the same-sex celebrity, who would it be?
Okay, so it's got to be the same sex as me.
Yeah, this is going to be difficult because
if I'm receiving a nude massage. All right.
And now I can't say that answer.
All right. Go. Matt Damon.
Of course, he's your man crush. If you don't say my boyfriend, I'm going to be mad at you. I'll say Jennifer Aniston.
Shaq.
He would be very firm. I will say Courtney Cox. I'm just going to do all the friends.
The Rock.
Lise Kudrow.
Ryan Reynolds.
He's a little too low on your list for my taste. I'm just going to say that. I'm a little upset about that. Taylor Swift. Did I not get that one in?
No, you did not. Sorry. All right. Last one, the last word game, 30 seconds on the clock. Ready?
Okay.
All yeah. right. Name for me songs that describe your love life. Ready? Go.
God Bless His Broken Road.
High Hopes.
High Hopes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I'm also incorporating my past. I Can't Make You Love Me.
Truth Hurts.
Now I can't even think of songs. 22.
What? Oh! What does 22 even mean?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm 22. Uh-huh. I'm happy. I got a good love life going on. I don't know.
Okay.
It's literally what popped into my head.
All right. All right. There it is. The last word
the
game.
The first two songs, though, were Crying Rug era.
I get it.
I'll say that.
I get it. Sure.
Okay.
So in this last word game, instead of swearing things you can yell, if you were to receive a nude massage from a same-sex celebrity, who would have been?
I'm a little upset that we didn't flip that because I had one answer.
No, I know.
I wanted to repeat.
I know.
And he was too low on your list.
I know. It would have been weird if I had to use Your Guy, though. And then songs that can describe your love life.
I needed them to be your number two, though. I knew Matt Damon was going to be your number one.
So there's a little twist to this story I'll reveal here in just a sec. But setting the bar from Florida, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal a utility pole, then you're doing okay.
Why are we trying to steal a utility pole? Like, what can we do with that at home?
Yeah, again, thanks to everybody who sent us this Florida story from WPTV in Florida.
While crews across Florida worked to repair damages and restore electricity, a pair of men were caught trying to steal a power utility pole.
Okay, why would you do that? What are you going to do with one of those?
Are they thinking free power?
Yeah, right.
You heard me right. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office tweeted out this photo of two shirtless men sitting in handcuffs.
Wait, hang on. Of course.
They're shirtless.
Of course they're shirtless. Of course they're shirtless. Thank you, Florida.
The utility pole sitting on top of an SUV.
Uh-huh.
See that? Both men were placed under arrest.
Yeah, so here's the thing. These couple guys, someone had reported seeing them load a light pole on top of an SUV 2 days after...
They had an SUV?
Yep. 2 days after Hurricane Irma caused major damage. Yeah, twist. This is from 3 years ago. It's
gotcha.
Going around Facebook yet again. However, we didn't hit it back 3 years ago, so why not, right?
How did we miss that?
So if you see it rolling around Facebook, it's still kind of funny, but just know that this isn't a current story. But then according to the police report, as soon as the officer heard it over the radio, he saw two guys without shirts loading the light pole on top of the Kia SUV that they had and noticed
that makes it easy.
Noticed then that there was a light pole missing from an area on top of the bridge and saw the car driving eastbound with the pole on its roof.
He put two and two together, connected those dots real quick. That's
he was like,
great.
They're shirtless. They've got a big utility pole strapped to the roof of their car.
That's not something you see every day.
Bet that's the people they're talking about. So anyways.
Maybe.
Setting the bar. Thank you, Florida. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal a utility pole, then you're doing okay.
Good note.
You know, regardless of whether this story's 3 years old, I think the moral of this story still rings true, right?
Oh, it still needs a spotlight, sure.
All right, from Steph, King Anina, good pickup throwback song. Off to a not-so-great start to the workday. Help me get out of my grumpiness.
Oh, yeah, this will do it.
Steph, we got you. Next. Throwback Thursday's on.
Too dirty to clean my act up. If you ain't dirty, you ain't here to party.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Welcome to Throwback Thursday. This is where we throw it back for about a half hour. Songs you haven't heard in a while. Your playlist, your texts make up our playlist.
Yeah, our hands are off the wheel. It's all about you. Brooke texted, Sophia is turning 8 today. Happy birthday, Sophia. Hope you have an amazing day.
There you go.
It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Sing along to my stereo.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Play something motivating.
Oh, motivating? Just leaving it up to us?
Is Adele motivating? Throwback Thursday. With you. Ben and Kelly. Kayla. Tweets out, just need to hear Knock You Down by Carrie Hilson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I'll let this wash over you. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
We have a double dog dare facing us.
Oh, gosh.
Crystal double dog dares us to play Will Smith Switch.
Oh, you can't double dog dare us.
You can't say no to that.
I mean, if it's a really bad request, then maybe we can say no to it. But we'll let it slide. Throwback Thursday.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot nuke.
All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Danny-o, Daddy-o tweets, but the people want some Fall Out Boy. By the people, I mean me primarily, but who doesn't love Fall Out Boy? All right. Well said. Throwback Thursday. It's just an audio journey we take with Drake's 99.7 DJX. Steph says, I've never heard this song. Well, listen.
I mean, it's old for some people. It's brand new for others. Steph, did you like it? I hope she did.
Yeah, it's a risk that we take, every single one. Kirsten rolls in. Edge of Glory, Lady Gaga. Well, okay. You should be alone tonight. Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of requests. Play back to back to back to back to back. Why are you laughing?
Did you see Barbara?
No.
She sent in her request. She says it brings out her stripper alter ego.
Oh, I like that. Courtney rolls in, says, I graduated from college this past Monday. Choose a throwback to celebrate this big accomplishment. All right. I already got it.
So what? Okay. We drunk,
oh, nice.
So what? We don't sleep.
Throwback Thursday.
Young and wild and free.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Shelby's all like, I'm dragging this morning, but nothing a little Ben and Kelly plus TBT can't fix.
Look, we got you, fam. We got you, fam.
Rock horns. Like it. All right. new inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This guy right here.
First living rapper.
Look at that. Throwback Thursday. Jay-Z. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show on social media. Or you can always text it to us at 502-571-9970.
Autumn texted us. She said, it's my boss Lisa's birthday. She gives us so much and helps the community more than she receives. Can we play Pink? Let's get this party started to get today popping. By the way, they work at Firefly Nutrition in E-Town.
We got you.
There you go.
20 years old. Thursday on 99.7 JX. Man, we just play the tips of the songs because we got to get a lot of songs in. All right.
Yeah, and you know what? We love doing crashing bosses' meetings.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it's well, a really nice, well, very really nice. Nice song. Thank you.
And salutations to you, Liv.
Thank you for choosing DJX.
we thank you. Drive through. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. Vanessa rolls in. I'm sure you have 8 million other requests. We do, Vanessa, but we're paying attention to yours right now.
Look at that. Aren't you special? The spotlight's on you.
She says, but can we maybe get some Jonas Brothers? If that doesn't show my age, I don't know what does.
You know what? They're not that old.
Listen, I have so many in my arsenal. I just don't know which one to do. Like, year 3000, are we doing SOS? Are we doing Hold On? Are we doing, like, When You Look Me in the Eyes?
Maybe that one. We haven't done that one in a long time.
Love Bug? Is When You Look Me in the Eyes too slow, though?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. It could be Couple Skate.
Oh, gosh. Do we want to do that, though?
I don't know.
Kelly, make a decision.
Well, we've always done Hold On. And what's the other one?
SOS?
Yeah, so those are the two staples of TBT.
All right, fine, fine, fine. If this breaks it, blame Kelly.
It's not my fault. Listen, it's kind of going hard a little bit.
Is it?
It's a power ballad.
Oh, God.
Oh, Couple Skate.
All right, I'm going to have to follow this with another power ballad then.
That's right.
All right,
don't make it too long, though.
Thursday.
If the heart is over.
The only power ballad I know that is worthy to follow the Jonas Brothers. And I'm going to go ahead and shout Dawson out and a bunch of other people that say, just push the button, Ben. Oh, yes. And that's the power ballad from the greatest rock band in the world. I have to let him finish. The line. Jessica says, better follow this sweet power ballad with Hanson.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are always so awesome.
The same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome. They were awesome.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, where else are you going to go from Nickelback to, sorry.
Nowhere else
Jay-Z
on planet Earth.
To Nickelback to Hanson. Thursday on 99.7 DJX. It always goes so fast, does it not?
It does. And you know what? We got some shade on Instagram. Parsi said, that's trash. Mbop is the worst.
No, okay.
We didn't please everyone with that.
Listen, we can't please everybody every
week.
We
cannot.
We literally cannot.
So very sorry.
As it is, like, we are in the business of making someone upset about every 3 minutes. And in the case of Throwback Thursday, probably about every 90 seconds. So,
but
you know
I feel
what?
Like more are happy than are displeased.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the magic of it.
All right. All right. So cool. If you loved it and you want to hear more, don't worry. We do it every single Thursday between 8:30 and about 9. On 99.7 DJX, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. This is a wild story and one that is like, man, starts off kind of crazy, has kind of a happy ending. So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a body to the morgue, only Kelly to find out the body wasn't dead.
They're doing okay. OMG.
Yeah. Out of Detroit.
Southfield paramedics found her unresponsive.
But when she was brought to a Detroit funeral home, workers there say she was still breathing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. How long did they try to, like, revive her? Then, like, did they do time of death? Like, I feel like a lot of time passes between when they think you've expired to taking you to the morgue. What the heck?
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
They worked on her for 30 minutes. The EMS there did not have any sort of heart or pulse or anything like that. Took her to the morgue. The morgue was like, she's breathing, guys.
And
called the EMS again. Now she's recovering in a hospital.
Holy cow.
I mean, this just happened on Sunday. I mean, so it's insane.
That is a feel good. This is a full on.
So it's not a setting the bar.
No. This is a feel good. This is miscategorized from the get go.
All right.
This is a feel good.
All right. Through. There you go. I guess the EMS claims that the side effects of some of the medication given to her helped revive her after the fact, but there's still that, like, she's recovering.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And also quite scary, I'm sure, for the morgue team. They don't expect to see that. That is not what they expect.
No, they don't expect to see anybody moving.
That is an unusual day at work for them.
Uh-huh. So,
for sure.
All right, I'm going to say, so it started off as a setting the bar.
No. It's a feel good through and through. It's a feel good.
All right, so it turns into a bonus feel good there.
Yes.
On 99.7 DJX.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.